doing you right up front so that you can go and do whatever it is that you're doing. You're probably rehearsing, right? I know you have choir, so we promise we'll get you in, we'll get you out. Thank you. So, who's up first? Would you introduce yourself and say what it is that you're doing? Okay.
Thank you. I love a boy, but my father doesn't approve, and I want to marry him, and if he doesn't let me, it'll destroy me. So I'm saying, Babu Pyata, have pity.
First, I don't think words could describe the emotion that just went through this room and how very proud we are and of your parents and of your teachers who have worked with you. But boy, do you guys have a wonderful future. Yeah. Come back and sing anytime. Thank you.
Whoa.
Now you understand.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, no, please. Thank you for coming.
And they're all 12 of them.
Oh, my God.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Congratulations. You're in the play. They're in the play.
This is something that's unbelievable. Yep. Susan,
allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the February 11th meeting of the Plainville Bethpage Board of Education. Very quick announcement. We want to congratulate Dr. Lewis on becoming a grandmother over the weekend of a little grandson, Luke. Not so little. It's not petite.
Not so little. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any board announcements? Susan.
Well, I just love bragging about our school district. Okay. Obviously, the beautiful voices that we just heard. We have a fabulous music. But also, we have some brilliant minds. We had two winners in best of category at the Long Island Psychology Fair. We had Jessica Goldstein won in biopsychology, and Alyssa Irmayami was best in category of health psychology. So big congratulations to the students, their families, the teachers who bring this to our attention, and so wonderful round of applause for that.
Thank you. Is our high school rep here? Come on up. Are you going to sing for us?
I wish I could like them. I mean, I could, but it will not be as good.
You could dance then, and maybe we'll hook you
up. I feel like that would be even worse. I don't know.
But you can debate very well.
I can do Matt Monk. that you congratulations, Dr. Lewis, and that's amazing. So they wanted me to mention, I mean, they were amazing, but they wanted me to mention that they recorded a video recently, and, you know, just keep your eyes peeled for that. It's a potential video that they're going to release, so they don't know, but they want everyone to watch it if it does come out, and it's just going to be their senior a cappella group performing.
Wow.
Yeah, so another great experience to watch them sing. So some students in the sophomore class, they recently went on the college trip, and it was a great experience. I spoke to some sophomores who went, and it's a great program that we have because they're able to, you know, really visit some schools and see for what they want in future years. February 4th, we had our parent info meeting, and the high school band concert was on the 7th. The student government grade boards were still really working to promote our newly named Greek Olympics. We just recently sold our shirts. Not as many as we want, but we still got 130 around then, so, you know, it's okay. And that's it. But we hope that you have a wonderful vacation, and I'll see you after the break.
Thank you. Our middle school rep, come on up. Good evening.
Hello. Hi, I'm Ryan Tucci, and I'm the Vice President of Student Council at POB. POBMS has kicked off 2019 with a brand new auditorium. On January 28th, Nassau County Legislator Arnie Drucker cut the ribbon to officially open the auditorium to the community. Members of the JFK Marching Band performed to celebrate our new performance space. During the week of its opening, the POB Drama Cadets performed Once Upon a Mattress. The students were so excited to share their efforts and talents with the Plainview of Bethpage community and did a magnificent job. Bravo to all members of the cast and crew. Earlier in January, Pride Club and Stand Up to Stand Out joined together to host our first No Name Calling Week. No Name Calling Week is 1 week in January devoted to ending name calling and bullying in K-12 schools. It has been organized by GLSEN, or the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. This year's theme was Kindness in Action. Students and staff members alike put kindness of action by sharing written messages of kindness and positivity throughout the hallways of POB. Today marks the beginning of Spirit Week. We kicked off the week with a school-wide assembly from Camful Productions entitled It's My Life. The videos shared important insight about taking responsibility for one's actions, especially in the midst of stress. The rest of Spirit Week is devoted to teamwork and community before we begin a well-earned vacation. We're excited to continue spreading the POB spirit.
Thank you.
There's no one here.
Any other board announcements? Dr. Lewis, any announcements?
Oh, yeah.
We have a request to make a cola.
Oh, I'm having a little hot flash. Okay, I know all about that.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
So I want to start by thanking Lori Lynn and her crew for taking our 10th graders to the Boston area for their college trip. They all went and had a great time, visited colleges and both in Connecticut and in the Boston area, and have returned home safely and excited about the colleges that they saw. They met with a lot of alumni, which has now become the tradition in the area that they visit. They meet with alumni from our schools who can speak directly about their experiences in the towns that they're visiting. We also, in addition to the Long Island Psych competition, we just received some good news from Mr. Tesser. We had three students entered into the Brain Bee, Long Island Brain Bee, and again took first place. POB took first place. A junior took first place. Brianna Huang Ouyang, she won the Brain Bee, Long Island Brain Bee. Was that a bee?
That's what it sounds like.
It sounds like a bee. Also, an 11th grader took second place. So we took first and second place, Krina Totala. And Darren Newman was a 9th grader, placed well. She performed well. So we just have to thank Mr. Tesser. You remember in 2018, Jessica Goldstein took first place, and in 2017, Safia Mirza, and now they go on to the national competition. It's a wonderful program. They have to know a lot about neuropsychology and all of that wonderful stuff. I was physical science. I never did get those biological things, but you had to learn too much stuff. Anyway, they've done a wonderful job, and I thank the teachers again for and Joyce for putting that together. I had the privilege of attending the 12 Solists. We didn't select the three. Any one of the kids could have performed tonight. They self-selected, and I have to say they did a nice job. But any one of them, just absolutely amazing. When you're sitting there as a superintendent on a Saturday after you've done the legislative breakfast, you say, this is why I do this, because it's not a chore. It's such a pleasure to listen to these kids, and they really appreciate when you show up. They do. We also thank the PTAs and the PCT and ASDA for putting together the legislative breakfast. I have to also thank Cheryl, who started it all. It's a pleasure. This year, I thought we had a good attendance from the legislators. We had Nassau County legislator. We had the police department. We had some new senators, Jim Gorin and Kevin Thomas, and of course we have Chuck Levine, who always is there. But it was really around mental health and wellness, and we had a psychologist who was really very good, well informed. He was the president of the Psychology Association for New York, and spoke well about it. It's a very important topic. And the legislators were serious about it, as was Laura Karin, and, of course, Arnie Drucker and Josh Laferson. So we are really represented well, and it was a long morning, and I was there representing the superintendents for the state, so because that is a very important issue for us. I have a lot of things today. There are very few awards that are given out by the Superintendents Association, but there's one that identifies an aspiring leader in the state. I specifically did not choose to judge that competition this year. I am one of the officers that usually does, but I asked that I not be one this year. Because Dorothy Drexel was one of the she was in the competition, and I didn't want her tainted by that, and she blew away the competition. Everyone called me and said there wasn't even a close second. So she's so accomplished in what she's done, and so she will be given a scholarship. She's in a doctoral program, and that's what this does. It gives a scholarship for those people who are going on with their doctorate. She's in a program at Molloy College. So I'm very happy and proud because I get to be on stage with her, of course, and I always like to be on stage. So anyway, it will be the final day of our conference, and she'll be awarded. What's even more important is she's getting after the first woman president for the state, Mary Barter, who actually was my superintendent, I worked for her. So I know Mary Barter, and I know what she did. She actually was the one who said, Lorna, you really should think about administration. And I said, no, I like teaching. And she goes, you really should think about it. So it's really a good, I love the fact that I'm trying to get her there because she's retired and she's in Florida to give the award, which would be a new thing. But anyway, Dorothy, congratulations. And then finally, on March 18th, I think it is, we have the SCOPE Awards, which is another prestigious award. And we'll be on hand to chair our four SCOPE Award winners. And one of them is in the audience. Paula Barsky is getting the Community Award. And so well-deserving. Paula contributes so much to what we do around here, has supported us on many initiatives, does a lot of work with the PTA. We also have Joyce Barry, who has done an enormous amount of work especially this year, with the Discovery Lab. She really has spearheaded that. and she continues to support all of the technology and the science initiatives, and she's really never been fully recognized, and this is one way we could recognize her. Then we have two teachers who are retiring who are going to be recognized as well. Glenn Rubin, do I need to describe what Glenn does? He's always here. He's an orchestra teacher. And Jean Kendall, who is the chorus teacher, general music teacher at Old Bethpage. So those are our four award winners for this year. They're stellar people who, again, there was no competition when you put those people up. So I'm very proud to be from a place that recognizes excellence and has excellent people to recognize. So that's it.
Thank you. We have two reports. The first one is going to be a mid-year review of the board's goals.
The board establishes goals for the year, and then this is basically a review of, I should probably go the other end, it's easier. So this is really put together in a Google Doc by all the administrators. We asked them to think about what the board has asked us to do and to report out what is being done. So it's a very quick way of reviewing. They spent a lot of time on it, and we've kind of whittled it down so that it could fit in a document that's readable, quick read, and just highlights what it is that they're working on. So at the high school, there was a new grading policy that's now fully implemented, and the one-to-one Chromebooks have been implemented at varying degrees. Our seniors, you know, they got it as a senior. They've been less receptive, but as for example, the ninth graders have had the Chromebooks in the middle school, so they've embraced it more. We still have to do quite a bit of staff development at the high school to have it be more fully implemented. And we saw this happening in the middle school. The middle school is now in their fifth year. So of the Chromebooks, so the fifth and sixth grade teachers who have been doing it for 5 years are there, become masters at it. And as the years go by, it will be fluid. And also, we will be adopting textbooks electronically, and that will make it more fluid. The other thing we did at the high school, we're really looking at the crosswalk in the standards, because the state has put out the standards looking at the crosswalk, and fifth and sixth grade teachers are doing a deep dive on that. Mid-year review of AIS, we're looking at making sure that we're not over-servicing or under-servicing, just right service, like the Goldilocks phenomenon. And we have been attending to the grade 5, 6, grade 5th grade planning periods to help, using that to help teachers work together to create, to focus on critical skills, academic vocabulary, and literacy instruction. At the elementary, the staff development that's going on around the math pilot, and you'll hear from the committee next board meeting about how successful that has been, and we're ready to go at the next board meeting. STEAM, Rachel Lindsay and Stephanie Yeo have done a yeoman's task. That's a pretty Stephanie Yeo. Done a great job. We've infused the STEAM in almost everything. And you should see those elementary students using the Chromebooks. They're experts. They're absolute experts at it. Every time I go into those classes, the iPads and the Chromebooks, every teacher is using it. They're not one-to-ones, but the kids just take out those Chromebooks from the carts, and are they doing a marvelous job with that. They're doing all kinds of Skype and digital newspapers, Z-Space, and lots of other things. We do have some math acceleration of fourth grade for a current fourth grader, and I have to thank the staff for helping with that. At the high school, we did have a forum on the profile of a graduate, and we are moving forward with that. and planning some other work with students, leading the conversation. We recognized that we needed to expand the students who were involved, and we are doing so at the next level. The Twilight program is now in full bloom as an alternative program. There, I believe there are 11 students in it now, up from 2 at the beginning of the year. And they're reporting quite successful experiences. Public speaking is something that was identified at the Literary Summit, at the Leadership Summit last year, and we are looking to identify the courses that lead to a public speaking experience. And if a student has not been enrolled in those courses, they will have to take a public speaking course before graduation. And so we're identifying that and infusing public speaking in so many other opportunities. Our fourth grade transition meeting to vertically align our curriculum and also to speak about students is on the way. We have some schools are some of the elementary schools are planning some more detailed conversations. And I believe that the transition is going to be even more enhanced next year. Grade level meetings, supporting curriculum and instruction, team planning meetings are going on. We have stream day at the middle school. Wonderful experience where children were working on some incredible projects to think about ways that they could save money, be more ecologically sensitive. I'm trying to think of some of the other projects. But they're given a project and they have to, within that day, this happens at POB Middle School, they have to plan from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. They have to work on this project in conjunction with a high school. A high school student comes in and helps them with the planning. So it's an incredible experience. They're extending the profile of a graduate down to the middle school, so we're going to see some work there. And of course, the Lego robotics is doing extremely well. I think they went on a trip this past weekend, or last weekend. The weekend that we had the leadership, not leadership, the legislative. Yeah, there was so much happening that weekend. At the elementary level, we're busy planning STEAM night, and Rachel Lindsay is doing that. We had our kindergarten tea, parent tea. We're going to do that again. The literacy and math night is being planned, and an ELA and math parent night. Mary has really brought together a really comprehensive look at RTI so that all the buildings are following a similar plan for screening, evaluating, and looking at our reading and writing program so that it is much more of a comprehensive look and it's not depending on which building you are. That work is going on. Citizenship and safe environment, again, another focus, and this is something that Mr. Donnarumma has done. He's become the name for safety, not only here, but around Nassau County. We've done compliance training, sexual harassment training. We're working with Homeland Security to do some situational awareness training. We have reunification plans on the way. At the high school, there's the angst. We show the angst movie and had some discussion. At the middle school, they also showed the angst movie and had the discussion. The middle school has an initiative, Leader in Me, which is it's based on Covey's work. And staff, students, and parents have been involved in it. And it is really a framework for bringing in the social-emotional to our schools. We have looked. There's so many initiatives going on. We have Jump Rope for Heart. We had St. Baldrick's is on the way. That's coming up in March. At the beginning of the year, the Matlin Middle School went out and did a peace sign that's on the website. They've been involved in blood drives and American Red Cross activity, donated candy for our troops. We're just a giving, a caring community, wounded warriors, all kinds of things. All of our schools are No Place for Hate, as such we started, and also we're working on the anonymous alerts with Sandy Hook Promise. We'll be sending out an e-blast fairly soon to all parents, letting them know about the Sandy Hook Promise commitment, and that's for safety. That's that. Sandy Hook Promise. I went ahead of myself on that. And February 14th, we'll be again rehearsing in our buildings. We use that date because it's the Parkland, believe it or not, it's a year coming this week. And we do use it as a constant reminder of when you have an emergency, where do you place yourself in the classroom? We're doing that. The high school has started a room to breathe. A lot of high schools around are planning those kinds of places where kids can just go if they need a place to just sit and relax. It's a wellness area and with different furniture. So the high school has constructed that. We've implemented the scholarship ID. We expect all of our kids to wear the IDs, and in fact, we're updating our code of conduct to identify the consequences if they're not wearing their own IDs, not other people's IDs, right? Right? You know about that. And Mr. Murray is contacting Dr. Dewey to have a student as well as parent night, students during the day and parent at night. That was well received, and we want to do that again. And we also have been contacting Nassau County EAP, and they're going to be training our guidance counselors and social workers in identifying students and bringing services to them in this area. Middle schools, not to be left out, have started a therapeutic environment in their libraries. They're working on their grade 4-5 transition programs, so making it more child-friendly, parent-friendly, addressing some of the issues. Like, for example, when we have parents who are who don't speak the language, English, fluently, and you ask them to come up and do locker day, what does that look like, a locker day? You've never seen a locker. You don't even understand what that looks like. So we have to attend to some of those issues as we become more diverse. MAP has been, they've really gone into social-emotional areas and organized around that. Elementary schools, growth mindset and calming strategies for students and parents. They're pushing in lessons around mindfulness, again facilitating the transition. They have guidance newsletters and mindfulness for students. So around this area, there's been some deep work. Okay. Again, relationships with establishing relationships with the community was the goal, and strengthening our opportunities to engender positive. I think that spilled over. The top piece spilled over to the security cameras update throughout the district. The one button, that's part of the security piece. It should have been on the other page. So I'm going to go down to the middle school. Yeah, so increase PTA meetings by inviting Hawk Awards and their families to PTA meetings for recognition. And we are having Mr. Colombini, that's our social worker, come in to talk about vaping. And we had the community forum on enrollment challenges. We have done the mental health screening for all seventh graders, and I would ask, you know, that the board, we will be sending you the report of what we've seen from the mental health screening and talk about next actions. In fact, I've invited Jen Lott to speak to the PTA about that tomorrow. And we have a formal mental health RTI system. I'm going to keep going on the reunification plans. I spoke about that. Just go to the next page. Thank you. Facilities. The copies of the reports are back there. So I'm just doing quick highlights so that we can go through it quickly. Lots of facilities work and finance work. As you can see, HVAC systems in the classroom tied to the energy management system. We have a building-wide Wi-Fi in all our buildings at this point. The high school, we're looking at more equitable distribution for field trips. Space utilization study is underway at the high school. It's a busy place, and they need to look at where, and also becoming more crowded. That's the next place. When you have large middle schools, you're going to get a large high school. So they're looking at how they can use space differently. Looking at the lighting, converting to, we walked into the high school, you'll see that it's much better lighting, and that was work that was done in the summer. If we go down, the auditorium for the middle school was done, and ribbon cutting. We had lighting also done and additional security cameras. We're working in central office to do the security area. Because we were anticipating the larger enrollment at POB Middle School, we've added a third line already in the cafeteria, so we should see less congestion in the cafeteria. We have completed our go bags for that stocked and reviewed by the building in case there's an emergency, that they know that they can take those go bags and have what's needed when you're evacuating or if you have to move to another building. That's in place. We're ADA compliant elevators. In fact, Stratford Road's, we didn't put that in. Stratford Road's audit elevator, that should be on there. Stratford Road's elevator is completed and operating. And at the middle school, we added additional cubbies. So at the elementary school, we have strobe-like lights in all the outdoor and LGI spaces. So in case there's an emergency, they can respond. Again, the lockdown buttons are in place, and we have building signage for visitors, walkie-talkies in all the areas. And the board was introduced to the negotiations dashboard. So that as we begin our negotiations, we can actually cost out what the either side is doing and come to final resolution, knowing what it is that you're going to be spending. The board has set the parameters for bargaining. And we are going to monitor and refine the reserve plan, which we always give in June. The reserve plan is always available to the public in June. That's the last meeting in June where we recognize how much has been left over from the budget and we establish our reserve. I think that is it. Done. Okay, any questions?
Questions, comments?
Like a lot is going on.
Yes, and it's only half year.
Right.
I think it's important that when we look and we talk about the stress of our kids,
yes.
Middle school kids, I don't know how we could do for them also, because I think sometimes they're under almost more stress than some of your high school students, because they're going through just not bodily changes. There's a lot of juxtaposition for power plays and stuff like that, and I think that we should try to look into that. And I know some school districts and classrooms have a go-to list, and it's people in the building that are comfortable with the kids. It's usually a school psychologist, your social worker. Many times it's a coach. It's people that are out there, and the kids have very instant rapports with them, but they know where to go. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important because some kids say they don't know to whom they should be speaking, and so it's just an outlet.
Okay.
And another thing, just one more thing. Some schools in the faculty lounge have a TLC list, and what they do is, since that's a room that students don't go into, is that they put up students' names of kids who are in dire need of something or something's happened, just so that when you walk in the hall, you say, I hope you have a good day, looking good today if you need anything, just so that you acknowledge, because there's some kids that go through school and they feel that they're invisible and people don't see them, and I think that's important, and that's for all of our kids. Just some thoughts.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Susan.
Did you see there was a student out east who lost a father to suicide, and I forgot the name of her program. Does anyone remember what it was? It was like P.S. I Love You or something like that. And they all put notes on everybody's locker received a Valentine or a heart.
I saw that in the paper.
It was in the paper. Yeah. I'm wondering something can be... Cause
Valentine's Day is a hard day for some kids.
Oh, it's hard for a lot of adults.
For that child that doesn't want to go in. I know that, you know, if you're going to give a card in a classroom, you give it to everyone.
Right.
But sometimes people don't know what's signed on that card on the inside, and you can't identify it. And so that those are days, like sometimes Mother's Day or Father's Day, very special days for children who can't cope with it. And those are days that maybe we should just have some good feeling stuff for everyone, as opposed to just somebody who's getting 50 Valentines and somebody who gets none. All right, we have another report on voting sites.
Yes, actually it is. It is a report of, so yes, please. So we've said, yes, there is. So we've been talking about the voting sites. In fact, didn't we mention it? We did it at the last board meeting. At the last board meeting, we talked about the voting sites. We now need to present it again, and if there are any questions, we will go over those questions. So let me just reinforce, these are voting sites for our elections.
Only.
Not for any other elections. We are hoping to move our elections out of the schools and only have, and I know that Matlin is a school, but in this area just outside where we are, the students aren't here and they are protected from no one can go upstairs without a code. So that as opposed to Old Bethpage, where the kids are intermingled sometimes with the voters, we try our best to keep security guards there to make sure that when people come in to vote, they don't go into the hallways. But if it's a rainy day and kids can't go out for recess, they can't. And they use the hallway for recess, and there's that intermingling potential. We try our best. We put security guards. But we would ask the board to consider having the elections out of, right now we have the elections at POB Middle School and Old Bethpage and Jamaica Avenue. We ask that it just be at Jamaica Avenue and in the central office of the district. That means that the voting sites would be by your middle school boundaries. So we would have to send letters home to all communities that would be affected, everyone, to say this is where you're going to be voting. Your voting will occur at Jamaica Avenue if you are a POB middle school area, and it will be in the Matlin atrium if you are a Matlin middle school area. And that's what we would ask. And the steps are there. We would have you vote on it, establishing the district, and those would be we actually have a newsletter that we're holding up because we wanted to put it in the newsletter. And as soon as you tell us whether we're going to do it or not, we'll add it to the newsletter. And that's the February edition of the Education Horizons, and again in the budget newsletter. So that would be two opportunities to do that. And I think we'll do a postcard as well. Right, for every resident. And then we would use social media and all the whatever you've directed us to do, we will do. And that's where we are.
At the
So that's on the agenda tonight?
Yes. Right, it is.
And we'll make sure our new neighbors at Country Point will know they'll be voting at Matlin.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll tell Rinal to take it door to door.
You'll be in charge.
I'll tell everybody. I'll tell all my new
neighbors.
You'll
ring a little bell.
But if I can just say that I think this is a great step in the right direction, because I've been a pain in the neck about that for 100 years.
No, you've been right.
I don't like children intermingling with yes, they're our voters, but they're still strangers to the kids other than their own families or friends. So I really, really like this whole thing. So not totally yet, but... Eventually, we'll get them out of the schools altogether. Thank you.
Any other comments? We'll be voting on this for under new business later on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now going into public participation. District policy 1510.1 provides that persons wishing to make comments or raise questions shall, 1, state their name and address, and 2, indicate on whose behalf they're speaking, if a non-resident. The policy prohibits discussion on matters relating to staff and students at which the reputation, privacy, or rights to due process or those of others could some way be violated. As a reminder, an audio recording of this meeting, including public participation, is being made and will be posted on the district's website. Remarks are limited to 3 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, the floor is open.
I need the glasses. Hi, my name is Amy Jospa. I'm the POBMS PTA co-president, and I'm speaking on behalf of our executive board this evening. We, the board of POBMS, want to ensure that our children have equal access to all staff. Given that we will have continuously growing and unequal enrollment with Matlin, we request our children have the same access, specifically meaning student-to-staff ratio in all categories, academic and non-academic. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Amy, how did our robotics team stand? We came really, really close. And we did one win an award. Okay. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Colleen Maxivino. I'm speaking on behalf of the executive board for POB Middle School. So also in relation to the fact that the numbers at our middle school will not be equitable with Matlin's, we will have next year approximately 150 more students, which is significant when you're talking about a population of about 850. We would like you to consider, and our unit would like you to consider, that we need extra allocation of services, including additional lunch aids, perhaps. We'd like you to consider that. Lunch is a very stressful time, as you brought up, for middle schoolers. And this is a time that they need adult supervision, particularly in the fifth and sixth grades. But, you know, 7th and 8th grade has their own set of lunchtime issues as well. We want you to keep in mind that we hope that you will allow for comparable class sizes between Matlin and POB Middle. We are worried that there could be classes of 28 at our school and classes of 21 at Matlin. And our feeling is that that would not serve our students well. Additional hall aides, another very stressful time. 4 students is in the halls, and we would like you to consider that as well. Additional support for clubs, especially the most popular ones. There are some clubs that will welcome more children and be happy for the increased population, but we certainly have clubs that are overpopulated, and we're not really sure where we would put those children. And our children wouldn't be able to join the most popular clubs. The one I'm thinking of right now is the Lego Club, which is the precursor to the Robotics Club. We also are concerned about our music group support. So right now, our 5th, 6th grade band has about 80 to 90 members. It is full. I've been in there. It's very loud. It's loud and it's very full. So to add more students to that is an issue. I'm not even sure where we would put them. So we hope that you will consider that. Also, our orchestra is already space deprived. They meet in the cafeteria for a good part of the year, and we'd like, and sometimes on the stage. We'd like you to keep that in mind as well. We may need additional custodians, perhaps, because we are going to have at least 5 additional classroom spaces, as well as other rooms, some of which will be downstairs. So this may require more more support in that respect. And the only and the other two things are additional security for the additional students that drop off and pick up. That is already a very chaotic time in our school. Also, without our art gallery, where will our students, especially our Art 9 students, but all of our students, have a space to display their beautiful artwork? They're very proud of our art gallery, and it really does get a lot of use. It's visited often, and our students would really miss that if they didn't have a place to have their artwork. Thank you.
Colleen, I don't believe the art gallery is being removed in the plan. Do you want to bring up that plan? Do you have it?
That would be great.
It's on the website. No, I don't think it is. We considered it at one point.
Okay.
But because we were able to do some interesting things downstairs, you know, I don't think that that's in the plan. It's not in the plans.
Okay. Terrific. I thought the last BOE.
And we have, we're proposing in the budget, we've addressed security in the budget. We added the line, as I said, we added a line. And one of the things we did look at is looking at comparable services. Okay. So we'll be mindful and added more clubs. But again, our budget will be presented on the 25th, so if you can hold us accountable on that. When the buildings present their budget, you'll see. I mean, I can't go ahead of the board in saying what's in the budget, but you'll see when we give the superintendent's proposed budget that we've addressed
a lot
those
of
issues.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good evening. Sharon Schwartz, 112 Morton Boulevard, POBMS PTA co-president. I just want to clarify one thing that Colleen said. Dr. Lewis, at the last board meeting, the proposed construction to expand space in POB did include the movement of the school store to the art gallery. Am I to understand that that is no longer going ahead?
Oh, the
inside art gallery as the school store. So if you look at the school store, we look to consolidate the space and put the school store, modify that closet so that could be the school store. However, the art gallery would remain.
I'm sorry.
There's a box inside the room.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That box becomes the school store.
It's going to be reconfigured.
Okay.
So certainly the school store space would be smaller, you know, but it would
right.
be confined in that closet. We'd modify the closet. So that would be the storage for the school store and would operate from outside. It would operate inside. I'll speak to you on the side.
Fair enough.
Thanks. The art gallery is not leaving.
When we met with the PTA, we met inside the area that would remain the art gallery.
Right.
Behind where the board was sitting is a room. That room would become the art gallery. The school store.
Okay.
That's the plan right now. We'll see.
Okay, fair enough. I just want to reiterate, please consider the needs of our current students in POB. Space is an issue. Access is an issue. We want to make sure our students have equal access to all of their opportunities in the building. Thank you.
Thank you. And you know what? I just realized that I had in my notes to recognize Once Upon a Mattress. And when I see you, I remember my Emily was in there. So, of course, you're Emily's mom, so as everybody knows. What a fantastic performance of Once Upon a Mattress, and I should have said something at the beginning of the meeting. Just an incredible talent. Our kids were great, so thanks for coming up so I could remember that.
My pleasure. Thank you. The kids did an amazing job,
yeah.
And especially when you consider that they got onto that stage a week before the performance.
At least we got them on stage.
Yes, we got them on stage, and we had no snow issues. This is the first time in the 4 years I've been involved with drama we've had no snow. So it's all coming tomorrow.
Thank you. Any other comments? Hearing none, we'll go on to routine business. Is there a motion for routine business? Seth, second. Rennell, any hold separations? All in favor of routine business? We have several items of new business. Get my glasses on. May I have a motion for recommendation to approve the resolution for the voting sites that we just discussed? Rennell, second. Debbie, any discussion? All in favor? So moved. May I have a recommendation to accept the single audit report for the federal funds for the fiscal year ending in 2018 for the firm of R.S. Abrams and Company, the district's external auditors. On the motion? Debbie? Lauren, second. All in favor? May I have a motion, please, to circulate the code of conduct with the changes in red? Oh, I'm sorry. Laurie, we'll take that one. We'll just go out of order. Permission to circulate the code of conduct with the changes in red. Lauren, second. Debbie, any discussion? Debbie.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was going to remember. All in favor?
Correct.
Yes, that's all we're doing, voting to circulate. Sorry I took this out of order. We have a motion for the Science Revised AP and Regents Review Session Hours. Okay. Susan, second. Rennell, any discussion? All in favor? May I please have a motion to go into executive session for reasons of personnel? Debbie, second. Rennell, all in favor? Drive safely tomorrow morning. Just listen to the weather.